Okay, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue now in the fourth parak of Maseches Ma'aseini, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. And the Mishnah Tes is going to talk about if, let's say, you just find a coin on the street. So do you have to be worried that maybe this coin has Ma'aseini Kedusha on it, and therefore it can only be used to buy food in Yerushalayim? Or do we say, no, it's money. Money could be anything. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to assume that it's Ma'aseini, that it has Kedusha's Ma'aseini. So kala, it depends where. Kala mos hanimtzam harei el chulin. When you find money, you could assume that it's chulin, that it's not Maaser Sheni, because it's an obvious rove, it's an overwhelming rove, that most of the coins that you find, most of the money, the cash that you find, is obviously not Maaser Sheni. Afilu dinar zohav ima kesav ima moz. And that's even if you find a gold dinar together with some silver and copper coins, and it's all together in the same wallet, which might lead you to believe that it's Maaser Sheni, and still you don't have to you don't have to worry about that, because normally people would put gold in one wallet, silver in another wallet, copper in another wallet. So why would all three be in the same bag? It must be that they're all Maaser Sheni coins, and that a person had so much Maaser Sheni to be poda, so he redeemed it onto a gold dinar, which is very, very expensive, and then whatever Maaser Sheni he had left, he didn't need another gold dinar, he only needed a silver dinar. So he has $100 bill, $50 bill, and a single. Why? Because he had $151 worth of Maaser Sheni to be poda. That would be a very reasonable explanation. But even so, you don't have to assume that it's Maaser Sheni, because probably if a guy was putting away Maaser Sheni money, he would have some sort of indication other than the denominations that he's using, the types of coins that he's using, that it in fact is Maaser Sheni. However, Matzmatochan Cheres Kosovalov Maaser Hareza Maaser. If you find in the bag that there's a note that says Maaser on it, then you have to assume that it's Maaser, because clearly the person was trying to let you know, or to indicate that this is Maaser Sheni money. Or, for example, if you find it on the streets of Yerushalayim around the times of the Shalosh Regalim, where most people have Maaser Sheni, so then the Rov changes. So that's what the Bar Tanura points out. That would be another exception that, for whatever reason, the Mishnah didn't mention over here, that would also be a case, right? The Yerushalayim B'Shas HaRegel, would also, you'd assume it's Rov Maaser Sheni. If it's Shayim El Sheshana, you don't have to assume it's Rov Maaser Sheni. Now Mishnah Yud. So says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Kli, because of a love carbon. Let's say you find a Kli and it has the word carbon written on the Kli. So usually a carbon means the actual carbon itself, but sometimes the word carbon means just something that belongs to Hekdish. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hayeshal Cheres, if the Kli was made out of pottery, Huchul in a Masha B'tocha carbon, then you could assume the Kli is not a holy Kli, but what's inside of the Kli is Kodesh, because Klei Cheres are very cheap, so people will usually not be makdish a Klei Cheres. So you don't have to assume that the word carbon is going on the Kli, it's going on what's in the Kli. But if the Kli was made out of metal, hu carbon amasha b'tocha chulin, then you could assume that the Kli itself is what's the carbon, is what has Kedusha. What's inside of the Kli does not have Kedusha. It's the vessel itself. So Amru lo, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, ein derech me'adam li'os konsen chulin l'carbon. I understand why you think the Kli itself has Kedusha, but why would you assume that the contents don't have Kedusha? Who puts chulin stuff into holy kelim? Nobody does that. So you have to treat both the Kli and what's inside of it as if it has Kedusha. So to quickly review these two short and fairly easy Mishnayos, Mishnah Tes told us that whenever you find money, you can assume it's chulin, even if it's different denominations of money, unless there's a piece of cheres that labels it as Maaser. Then it would be considered Maaser. And we just pointed out that if you find money around Yerushalayim, around the Shalosh Regalim, you have to assume that's Maaser Sheni as well. And then Mishnah Yud taught us that if you find a Kli that says Korban on it, so Rabbi Yud says it depends what type of Kli it is. If it's a Kli Cheres, you can assume the Kli is not Kodesh, but the contents of the Kli are Kodesh. And if it's a Kli Mateches, you assume the Kli is Kodesh and the contents are not Kodesh. And the Chum said back, I understand that the Kli is going to be Kodesh, but no one puts Chulin inside a Kli that's Kodesh, so you have to assume that the contents are Kodesh as well. The Beis Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph.